Hello and welcome to the Naked Keto Wife. Happily married, sexy as ever, and living a keto lifestyle, my name is Tammy. I'm your host. And today, you're listening to Naked Shopping. Hey everyone, I have just been running around all day today shopping and was really thinking how I don't think I've done a naked shopping episode. I've done different, like, naked recipes, but I don't think I've done naked shopping. So I wanted to jump in and talk about that because while I was shopping today, I was really thinking about how when I started keto and even after living a keto lifestyle for years now, 4 or 5 years, I actually think I'm at 5 years now, it can be overwhelming. It can be disappointing or frustrating to go shopping when you're starting keto. Now, if you listen to the last episode, you'll know that I'm jumping back into keto after 6 months of, I'm just going to say it, 6 months of hell in my life. And I did a bad job for the last 6 months and I need to get back to a keto life. So I decided it was time and I decided it was time like Friday or Saturday and decided I'm going to start today, Monday. So that meant that I had to go shop. I had to go grocery shopping for the family anyway, but it also meant that I had to go shopping for myself. And I've done keto long enough that I can kind of do it on a whim. Sorry for the background noise. Hopefully it's not too bad. I will typically try to podcast inside the house, but today I'm just busy running around and wanted to make sure to get you an episode on this. So I've done it long enough that I can do it on a whim. I can go to the grocery store, think keto, and jump back into it. The way that I do that is based on what I'm making for my family. So I don't make my family do keto. That's something that I've always felt very strongly about, that this keto lifestyle diet should very much be based on a personal decision for your own body. I'm not going to force that on my kids. I'm not going to force it on my husband. And our kids, honestly, they need the carbs. They've got growing brains and spinal cords and they need those carbs. So that's just a personal decision that I've made. If you're trying to decide if you're going to make your kids do keto or your family do keto, I would honestly, the nurse in me would suggest talking to your doctor about it, because there is actually some danger with kids on keto. It doesn't mean it is dangerous for kids to be on keto. It means that there are dangers that you need to be aware about. So that's just a plug there. And so because of that, what I do, the way that I shop for keto is, instead of planning a completely separate meal, now sometimes I do that, but most of the time I just simply tailor the keto for whatever I'm making my family. So for example, tonight I'm making chicken and rice, mushroom soup, casserole thing for my kids, my husband. And so instead of doing a fully different meal, because I can't have the rice, right? I found that I could do the cream of mushroom and I can do the chicken. So I realized right then and there, okay, if I'm doing that for them, I'll just need to grab some cauliflower rice. Easy. By the way, I've done a whole episode on keto cauliflower rice. I am being very lazy these days because my husband is still on oxygen. He is still recovering from long COVID and I'm lazy right now. I'm just going to admit it. I'm feeling lazy. So we've had, God bless them, we have had so much support. And so we've had meals delivered. We've had people making food for us. It's been a really traumatic time. And we're just now starting to really get back into a habit of shopping and cooking for ourselves. He's been home for a month now, but it was a really difficult adjustment the first 2 to 3 weeks. Now we're getting into a rhythm and back into life. And so that being said, I just don't want necessarily to do, like, I'm not going to stress myself out. I'm going to try to actually tailor this a little bit right now in my life to what's easier. So normally
I would make everything from scratch. That's how I've done keto. Cauliflower rice, I buy a head of cauliflower and I rice that sucker myself and I freeze what I'm not using for that meal. This time, totally cheated and got a bag of cauliflower rice. It's fine. I'm giving myself a lot of grace these days. So tonight, making cauliflower rice, like casserole, or yeah, a chicken and rice casserole. But for me, I'm just going to set aside some chicken and mushroom soup, and then I'm going to use the rice. You get where I'm going with this? Spaghetti. Decided we're going to make spaghetti this week. So for spaghetti, I know that I didn't feel like looking for marinara that had a real low carb. I just wanted to get what I usually get for the family. And so for me, I'm still going to do pasta that night. It is kind of like making a separate meal, but I'm also still sticking with the pasta category. So I didn't have to think of another totally different meal. I went, okay, they're having spaghetti. Okay. That means either I need to get, spaghetti squash, zucchini, and then decide what sauce I want. I'll use the meat. So I'll make the meat that's going to go in their spaghetti and I'll set some meat aside and then I'll make either, this time I'm actually going to make fettuccine. So for me, fettuccine means that I use zucchini and then I grabbed some half and half. And I knew that I already had Parmesan cheese at home, so grated Parmesan. So I'm going to make my own Alfredo sauce, which is super fast and easy. By the way, if you're a fan of white sauce, it is the easiest keto-friendly sauce. Oh my gosh, it's so easy to make. It's ridiculous. Super fast, super easy. So I'm going to make myself zucchini fettuccine, basically. While they have spaghetti, it's fine. But I'm still at least utilizing the meat that I'm cooking for the family that night. And then when I was at the store, I just had to think like, okay, getting spaghetti for them. Okay, what am I going to do? Okay, I'm going to do the same thing, but just whatever and get what I needed. What else? Tacos. So for tacos, super easy because the only thing that I can't have that they're having is the taco shell. Easy peasy. That means I'm just going to do a taco salad. So I made sure to get enough tomato and enough lettuce so that I could actually do a full salad. But for them, they'll have tacos and I'll have taco salad. I can have the sour cream. I can have all the ingredients in the tacos. I just can't have the taco shells. So I have in the past made cheese shells, but I just wasn't feeling that this time. It just sounded gross this time. Cheese taco shells are great. They're easy to make and they are really good. But I think because I've been feeling so yucky lately, like physically gross, I was just like, oh, that just sounds really oily. I don't want you to take my ew gross for like cheese shells or cheese chips being gross because they're actually not. They are good, but just not today. I don't know why. Okay, and then what else? So chili. I'm going to make chili. Make chili for them. That's like normal chili. For me, I'm going to make a beanless chili. So it's going to be just meat and the seasonings. And I can have some of the tomato, stewed tomatoes that I got. And then I'm going to put in some bell peppers. I can have some bell peppers. So I'm going to put in everything but the corn and the beans, which I know to a lot of people are like, well, there's meatless chili, but really all meat chili? Yeah, it's a thing. I made it. And it's really good, actually. So that was for chili. And I actually bought a 3 or 4 pound thing of container of, or, you know, tray of ground beef. So that way I could make the tacos, the chili. And then I'm making one other thing with ground beef. Oh, and the spaghetti. So the taco, the chili, the spaghetti. So that way I've got 3 meals, 1 big bulk package of ground beef. And then I went to 2 stores. I went to Winco and Costco today. And I also got cottage. So snacks or light meals. I usually focus on like actual meals for me being at dinner time. But then for breakfast or for lunch, I have light meals. So I bought cottage cheese. I bought some really low carb, very low carb yogurt. It does exist, guys. Carb Master makes it. There's this other one. I think it's called 2-for-1, but it's a brand that starts with the name, the letters T-W-O. Anyway, almost every store I've been to has one form or another has a low carb yogurt that you can find. And so as long as you are careful with your carb count, you could actually do that as a breakfast and it not ruin your day. I like doing half a container. So like the little individual yogurts, I'll do half of that with a tablespoon or two of cottage cheese and mix that together. I love that for breakfast. And then for sandwiches, I don't do keto bread because if you look at the ingredients on keto bread, hey, unless you've found one, if you all have found a keto bread that actually is semi-low in carbs, please let me know. Because all the ones that I look at are actually really high in carbs. So they tout it as keto bread, but it's really high in carbs. When you're trying to stay 20 carbs or under, that doesn't make sense to me. So I make waffle bread. You can go back to one of my older episodes. I believe I did one called Naked Waffles. And I will make these waffles that are not sweet. So it's just eggs and cheese and seasoning. I will throw in jalapenos sometimes. Put that in your waffle maker and it makes you a form of bread. Like then you can actually, put on the mayonnaise and the mustard. You actually have something to put it on. I get real tired of lettuce wraps very quick. And so I really like those waffle ones. And then I'll make a whole bunch at one time and then freeze them. So that way when I want a sandwich, I don't have to be like, oh, I gotta make waffles. What else? I got some Birch Benders. It's the name brand for a paleo keto-friendly waffle, like pancake mix. And I do the same thing. I'll make a whole bunch of them and freeze them. But this time, because I'm being so lazy, usually I get the Birch Benders mix. It's a bag, just like you would get like a bag of waffle mix. But this time I bought my kids and my husband, don't judge me, I bought them Eggos because it's super quick and I haven't always done it. But again, over the last few months, I'm trying to find things that take stress off. And that has been one of them. Kids can grab them themselves. I can make them for Aaron real quick. And I found Birch Benders makes an Eggo version of waffles. So they're frozen little pre-made waffles. It is fantastic. I'm so excited about it. So I threw a couple of those in the toaster today. I had two of them and I only ended up spending five or 10 carbs. And yes, I'm trying to stay under 20. So that's the other thing is that when I go through my day, my dinners are usually very carb-free. They're pretty much carb-free, but really heavy on the meat, on the cheese, on the like that whole thing. So that way I can still be really full for dinner, but not worry about the carbs. Because by the time I'm through the day, I'm like, oh man, like sometimes if I do well, I'll be really low and be fine. But other days, if I have some of those things like the yogurt or the cottage cheese, I'm going to have a higher carb day or something pre-made like the waffles. I'm going to have a higher carb day. So for tonight, I will have basically like no carbs, but I'm going to have a really full dinner. The cauliflower rice, zero carbs. The chicken, zero carbs. It's excellent. And the creamy mushroom soup, it's like one or two. I don't know. It's really low in carbs. And so that is typically how I run my day, but I'm getting off topic a little bit. I do want to keep focusing on the shopping because as I was shopping, I was thinking of you. I was thinking, I wish when I was doing keto, I would have had somebody give me some of these tips and some of these tricks. So, what else? Let me think. So I also got some, cucumber. I love cutting up cucumber to just eat it with ranch. Because it's no carb and it's really great for a snack. I bought some snacks at Costco. In fact, today for lunch, sometimes my lunches are really minimal. I had those waffles for breakfast, but I also had my keto coffee, which I make usually with butter and MCT oil and sugar-free creamer. And that will last me for hours and hours and hours. So about 2 o'clock though, I was feeling hungry and I was on my way to pick up my kids. I grabbed some meat sticks that I had gotten at Costco. So when I went to Costco today, I bought Bavaria meat sticks. They have them in a little white blue package. So good. They're really good meat sticks, and they are low in, well, no carb, no sugar. So for today, basically my lunch was totally carb free. I know that it kind of sounds lame, but when I was out on the go, I had 3 little meat sticks and I was full. I was like, I'm good. That's plain. So my days tend to be that way. The coffee in the morning, if I have something extra as a snack, then I don't eat a lot during the day. And you'll find on keto that you're not very hungry if you do it right. If you're doing it right, you're not going to be that hungry. And then I also got a couple of new keto snacks that I haven't had before. I'm going to have to be very careful with them. I got this one that's a keto cracker at Costco. The ingredients are perfect, but they are, because they're nuts, they are higher in carbs. So not higher in carb like going and grabbing a bag of candy, but you could overdo it really quick. So it's like, you know, maybe an ounce for 6 grams of carbs. That's not very much. However, an ounce goes by really fast if you don't measure it. So you can't just sit there and eat them and eat them and eat them. So you have to be careful. And then the same thing as if I get a sweet tooth, I found a keto cluster of, it's like chocolate covered, and it's like got coconut and almonds, I think. And it's like a dark chocolate with stevia, I think, in it. And again, I can't have a ton of them, but if I get a sweet tooth for a minute, I want to be able to grab one. So again, in all of my past episodes, you'll typically find that I don't buy a lot of keto made things. I have a new philosophy on that. If your life is messy and you really are struggling, have some grace with yourself. But you have to watch it. You still need to be careful with what you're eating when it comes to, just don't go buy like keto bread and then just think you can have as much of it as you want. Obviously, carb counting, huge carb counter. That is all I do when I'm strict keto. Count carbs. I use my carbometer, and that's, I count everything. And then that helps me. I can have some of those things right now while I'm not in a place of wanting to cook and bake and like be, I don't know, ultra kitchen lady. My job in general makes it hard for me to do that because I'm a director, operate 9 medical clinics. I have kids. I have a husband. Like, my life is already, I'm on the worship team. My life is already really, really busy. But I still found time, usually, I would still find time to bake and cook a lot. But right now, with the just pure exhaustion that we're experiencing from this COVID event of 3 months, and we're still getting through it, I'm just giving myself grace. And if I see something that really fits with how I see my lifestyle, my life with keto, I'm going to do it. So my bank account might not like it a lot, but I'm going to do it. So those are the main things really that I wanted to talk about today. And you know, as I go shopping or as I eat meals, I'll typically think of a podcast, but I wanted to just shout out, like, how do I go shopping? Some people think I like make this super, I don't know, like super fancy plan and like have it all listed out and then go to the store. Sometimes I do that, but it's rare. For the most part, I figure out what I'm going to make for my family and I just improvise. I'm like, oh, okay, I'll get this and that. Now, there's a few other things that I have that I have the Noon, N-U-U-N tablets, because I think it's very important for you to make sure that you're getting the electrolytes and minerals that you need. I also have the Himalayan salt. So if you go back to one of my episodes on, you know, keto, like naked planning, I think I called one of them. You can go back to those episodes and I walk you through like how to properly prepare to start keto. For me, properly preparing really took a day or so because I already have a lot of the ingredients. Like, I've got MCT oil in my cupboard. I've got butter. I actually still had Noon. I had the Himalayan salt. So I already have a lot of this stuff because, again, you have to realize I've been doing keto for like 5 years. And so it's been part of my life. So even though the last 6 months I've done a terrible job and eat whatever else, I still have a lot of keto stuff. So I'm not going to talk a lot about the prep for it because I already did an episode on that. You can go back to one of those episodes. But today specifically, I thought, gosh, I don't think I've actually done an episode where I just talk about how I shop. And I thought of that while I was shopping. So sugar-free drinks. I do Mio, the little, they're like little, they're in the like the drink aisle where you can get like Crystal Light and things like that. And the little spray bottles, the little squeeze bottles. And I get Mio and I got an iced tea and a lemonade and I like to mix those. They have some extra stuff in them that are good for you and they're zero carbs, zero sugar. And then and not aspartame. That's why I don't get Crystal Light. Aspartame, I never say it right. The nurse, I'm sorry, I fail. I fail as a nurse. I never say that word right. I don't want aspartame. And then I also got a diet drink, which again, made sure it didn't have aspartame in it, but it was a juice. Guys, I better go back. Dang it. I just realized I didn't check on that bottle. It's a diet raspberry cranberry juice. I actually don't know how they sweeten it. I think it's sucralose, but I better double check that. Anyways, I'm a drinker. I love drinks. So I buy a lot of sugar-free drinks. And what else? Pork rinds. I love pork rinds, so I didn't used to, but keto made me like them. So I have some barbecue ones and some chili lime, ancho chili lime pork rinds. They're great. I love them. We'll eat them as a snack or as a side, wherever I might have chips or something, need something crunchy, that I'll use those. So I got a bag of those. I think that's it for now. Lots of eggs. I have lots of eggs because I use lots of eggs, lots of cheese, lots and lots of cheese, and veggies that I can have. Yeah, I think for the most part that nails it. I am going to continue my episodes. I am actually feeling good today. I know my body hasn't even had time to adjust to me being on keto, and I already feel better. I feel happier. I feel more motivated. I'm really excited about losing the weight again and feeling good. Man, I hate the way my clothes fit right now. Hate it. So I'm excited to get back to me, the naked keto wife, where I feel amazing naked. And to be honest right now, I don't right now. And that's okay. Again, grace, and I'm getting back to it. And I'm doing that in transparency. And that's the reason why I'm doing it is because here's the deal. Again, I'm not a quitter. And if I was a quitter 5 years ago, I never would have tried keto because I had failed so many tries on attempting something and then finally decided to do it again. And that's when it stuck and I lost 50 pounds. So I don't care if it takes me 10 fails. That one time that I finally get it right is a success. And I'm not going to focus on the times before that I failed. So FYI, you're going to find a lot of failure in this podcast. If you go back, you're gonna see that I have failed a lot. And yet here I am. I've got my new motivation and inspiration going on. Also, really quick plug, I am going to be starting a new podcast. I'm not announcing it yet, the name of it yet. I'm gonna get it started first, but I am excited to announce a new podcast because I am starting a business. I'm so excited. So I'm starting a business that has been in development for years. It's been a dream that I had about 4 years ago, and now I'm putting it into action. Yes, it took me 4 years, but I am putting it into action and I'm really excited. Right now I have a designer working on my logo and I'm working on some other business related things to get ready to launch my business. But along with that business, I'm going to have a podcast. And I think you all that are listeners are going to be wanting to listen to that because it actually is going to go hand in hand with my keto lifestyle, with my keto podcast. So anyways, all that to be said, I am just, yeah, I'm doing really good today. And wanted to jump on and podcast about the shopping. Not a lot of deep, like, emotional stuff today. It was more about, gosh, I just realized I don't think I've really talked about how I shop. So there you have it. If you have any questions, email me at thenakedketowife@gmail.com. And I will catch you next time on The Naked Keto Wife. Bye. Bye for now.